Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Friday, realizing that linear thinking and logic are fading fast in America, I can't help but raise this question once again. If liberals are so concerned about gun violence, why do they oppose tough measures to stop it? The problem is horrifying. You can't even have a Super Bowl celebration without a mass shooting. School kids gunned down, shoppers at malls in danger, criminal gang members shooting up neighborhoods. But when I suggest making all gun crimes federal crimes with harsh mandatory prison sentences upon conviction, the left and even some conservatives will not support the solution. So here's a reality check. The Second Amendment of the Constitution allows law-abiding citizens to protect themselves with firearms within reason. You can't have a bazooka. That's not going to change. And individual states should pass public safety laws that provide as much protection as possible from criminals. But with about 300 million guns in circulation right now, bans are not going to work. Only tough punishment will. Sell an illegal gun, 5 years minimum. Carry an illegal gun, 3 years. Fire one, 10 years. First offense, no parole. That's the solution. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.